taking the inner sample material is going to be open time for people, SDI, when to apply the database and all of it. But I want to know why is the sample so long when it comes to SDI, when and what interventions is there really in the total activate must be?
Tanks everywhere, you can suspend it under the dollar. So we that the issue of the catalytic technologies is we should take your recommendations that on an annual basis to see this is what we need that year, that year, that year, that year. At the back of your mind, every year for our catalytic technologies completion date was only shaped for 2022. Right? And we stick to 2022. We don't have a date beyond 2022. I know Jackie was fascinated on that one.
Yeah.
It's agreement that was made, but this agreement was changed in 2016 after the general elections, after the municipality general elections. This project was started in 2008 and it was given to us by the Honorable Mr. Matikizele, the one that we were working on the second time. And this project was the one in Nyanga, specifically given for the backyards of Nyanga. But in 2016, everything changed. We find in our documents, there were people from New Crossroads that were supposed to benefit. We asked the councillors, where was that agreement made? We wanted proof in form of minutes, attended registers. They never gave it to us. In our last meeting, last month, they told us that agreement was made in conjunction with the NEC, Mr. Matikizele. What I'm here for, I want to make sure if Mr. Matikizele knows anything about the golden items of this document. If so, he must reduce that agreement with the councillors in writing, so I will take all the documents to the Mazman's office. Because according to this is the police allocation document. I'm very sorry, I didn't bring it with me when I was here to submit these submissions. This is an allocation police housing opportunities document, which was approved in the 25 March 2015. Here it stipulates that the mayor, not the MEC, is the one to make it the deviation. And here it states in this document that was just about the annual report on that page 5. We must respect the FIFO first in, first out principle. Here in my position about people who registered in 1997 but that they are not part of the beneficiary list. I know those are the dynamics of the city of Cape Town. What I'm here for, I want Mr. Matikizele, through you, Madam Chair, to confirm whether he knows about the decision, about the utterances that are made by councillors, that he was part of the process to deviate from this agreed arrangement. Thank you.
So you say there's been an agreement before 2016.
Yes.
Today I hear you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you are saying what's the question now?
This agreement was changed in 2016 after the arrival. After the arrival of new councillors in Western Council 14. And we were not part of those meetings. In any Protestant community, nothing was discussed in terms of deviating from this agreed arrangement.
Okay.
But now, last month, we had Protestant community meeting after a year. In that meeting, we were told in not certain terms by councillors that this agreement is not going to make any room. They have made a political decision in the presence of Mr. Matikizele.
Now we are dealing with the annual report of the department from 2017-18. So last month doesn't fall within that annual report. And then I do hear you. Now you gave us the document here, and then you said minister wrote something on page 5. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah. Yes, I said. I understand this is not part of the annual report, but the principle, this agreement was made in 2016, I was here in 2013. I requested Mr. Matikizele, I've got the document, that's what I'm saying, to tell us who are the real beneficiaries of that site, because what he is saying here is not what councillors are saying down there. That is the problem.
Okay, let me give over to Minister to respond.
Chair, can I ask for your indulgence and the committee's indulgence? I think I'm going to take 3 minutes of your time. Because the context and the background is very important in this matter. And I do want to partly agree with the frustration and the concern that Mr. Mayor is raising here for you. Just to take it back a bit, we had a crisis in Nyanga. personally intervened and convened to meet all the bird carriers. And then that is where I requested the bird carriers to step back and stop vandalizing those houses. We then agreed that we were going to expedite F2849, which is, we can call it Mau Mau if you want, and F8448. Both those sites were then earmarked for backyards only after that intervention. We agreed that the backyards of Kukulit in terms of F8448 will benefit, and the backyards of Nyanga and surrounding in terms of F2849 will benefit from that. And Mr. Bibb is right, that is the original agreement and the background of the project that we are talking about. And I did emphasize this at the last meeting that I had with the sub-councils that are affected by these developments. And I made it absolutely clear that I will not agree with any deviation in terms of that original agreement. Because that original agreement is very clear. I mean, there is a very clear motivation why we had to do that. And I think what I will do, Chair, because this was brought to your attention, is that I will take this matter with my department and Mr. Migo so that we can go and address this with the councillors in a form of sub-council meetings. Because we need to get back to the original agreement of this particular development.
Thank you very much. Mr.
Nima,
do you still have another?
There's nothing further than that. Thank you very much, can be seen. Exactly what you're going to do, please. I don't need a letter. You're going to do the government. Wow. I don't know how you need it. But it was luck.
Just to take off where Member David's left off, because I did hear whispering that she's not coming back. I'm not sure where she's going. But perhaps, just like her, I want to thank the committee for a very good working relationship that we had. Because, as I said, there will be, of course, changes in terms of governance next year. This is, I think, in terms of this term, this is the last engagement that we are having. work with people who are so passionate, who have such a deep understanding of what they are doing. And I think you will agree with me that even the quality of answers, of course we are not perfect, not all the answers, I guess, are satisfactory to me, but the quality of answers by and large clearly indicates the depth of knowledge and passion that these officials have about this department. So I want to thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Member Lewis to also end the
from myself, I think from all of us on the STEM committee, I first want to thank the AC for being a sponsor and a responsible MC for this department. And then I want to thank the HOB, almost always full of drama, but I like it. And the department for the STEM work that you are doing, and actually for the department that is very divisive. I like that. It's not, I'm not saying, for me, everything must be equal. One race must not overrule another race. So what I see in the department is very good. They keep up with the good work. And where you have to make mistakes, please put in plans that to rectify, not to wait for another 5 years to rectify. Thank you. Or to have your annual reports being thrown into court.
I think from me chairing the standing committee, I think from the onset, I just want to thank the department. I don't know how many times have we had a meeting early in the morning without you knowing the minister. And really, I agree with Mela here that it's one department that we have worked so well throughout the years and has been so responsive to all the issues that we're raising. And we have identified all the progress that has been done. And in a way, this has been the family, the human settlements family in all aspects that we can cover. So, Minister, under your leadership, thank you very much. And our drama, drama we have gotten news that you will give us the drama and the picture, make sure that we visualize it. So we really appreciate that most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, we really appreciate that. And to each and every official that we is not here because there are other support systems that we do have. Send our biggest thank you from each and every one of us. And to Shuniz, you have been the backbone of this standing committee and still continue to be there. It's only our contracts that can happen, not yours. So thank you very much also to me and our right hand and to all of us. And those few words, CFO, thank you, Yadav, just so that I will make sure that we make up any more of the future. Can I see this applause in the voice? Okay, check on that. So, thank you very much to explain those one and two messages that I didn't understand sometimes. And in those few weeks, I think there is lunch. I don't want to end it, even though it's this year, my contract is ending, but wasteful expenditure has been committed now. So, there is a lunch, and then the bus lunch there, so. Go ahead and have lunch and until we meet. Thank you very much. You have resolutions
taken. Oh, wait. The meeting is adjourned or it has been released. The meeting still goes on. We'll go to the resolution for the private.
Let me. Yes.
just